This reading is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 4. Life is a mystery, and the first mysterious thing about life is that you can be alive and you may not have life at all. Just being born is not enough to have life. To be born is just an opportunity. You can use it to have life, and you can miss it also. Then you will live a dead life. Only apparently will it look like life, but deep down there will be no alive current in you. Life has to be attained. One has to work for it. It is like a seed in you. It needs much effort, soil, right soil, care, love, awareness. Only then does the seed sprout. Only then is there the possibility that someday the tree will bear fruit. Someday it will flower. Unless you reach to the state of flowering, you are alive just in name, but you have missed the opportunity. Unless life becomes a celebration, it is not life at all. Ecstasy, nirvana, enlightenment, whatsoever you want to call it, that is the flowering. If you remain miserable, you are not alive. The very misery shows that you have missed the step. The very misery is an indication that life is struggling within to explode. But the cocoon is too hard. The shell of the seed is not allowing it to come out. The ego is too much, and the doors are closed. Misery is nothing but this struggle of life to explode into millions of colors, into millions of rainbows, into millions of flowers, into millions of songs. Life is there only as a potentiality. You have to work it out. You have to bring it to an actual existential state. Nobody is born alive, only with the possibility of being alive. Nobody is born with eyes, only with the possibility of seeing. Jesus goes on saying to his disciples, "If you have ears, listen. If you have eyes, see." Those disciples were as you are. They had eyes, they had ears. They were not blind or deaf. Why did Jesus go on saying that if they had eyes, they would see? He was talking about the capacity to see a Christ. He was talking about the capacity to hear a Christ. How can you hear a Christ if you have not heard your own inner voice? Impossible. Because Christ is nothing but your inner voice. How can you see a Christ if you have not been able to see yourself? Christ is nothing but yourself in its absolute glory, in its final flowering.